From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgium's maximum security alert extended for the week. Belgian authorities are maintaining a maximum state of alert in Brussels this week to prevent a Paris-style attack and allowing police to search for terror suspects. More than 20 have been rounded up in the past 2 days. Charles Michel is the prime minister. He says he hopes life can get back to normal gradually with schools and the city's metro system scheduled to reopen to the public Wednesday. Belgium has also requested help from Morocco in tracking a key suspect in the November 13 Paris massacres, Salah Abdeslam, who has avoided arrest since crossing into Belgium from Paris hours after the attacks. Late Monday, the U.S. government issued a worldwide travel alert warning Americans, Islamic State extremists, and other terror groups continue planning attacks in multiple regions. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 4 current and former Burundian officials, it says, have contributed to ongoing turmoil. The order freezes any assets the men have in U.S. jurisdictions and blocks them from entering U.S. territory. The White House says it received multiple reports of targeted killings, arbitrary arrest, torture, and political repression by security forces. Reuters reports armed vigilantes with automatic rifles are patrolling their neighborhoods in Bujumbura, plagued by violence. This man who claims to be a group leader says this is not a rebel movement, but people, he says, want to protect their communities from the violence that has plagued the country since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention in April to seek a third term. Meanwhile, Burundian officials have suspended 10 non-governmental organizations they say have been opposed to the president's move to stay in office, accusing them of being involved in anti-government activities. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is a united front against the Islamic State group that he's absolutely convinced the militants will be defeated. He spoke on NBC Network Monday visiting the United Arab Emirates.
I believe ISIS is going to be defeated. ISIS is not 10 feet tall. I have absolute confidence that as we increase what we are doing today, as there is more focus, I'm just in Abu Dhabi now. We've just had serious meetings here. I'm about to meet with the Saudi Arabians. There is a very clear focus by everybody.
Mr. Kerry said there is a strategy in place. The U.S. is escalating its military, counterterrorism, and diplomatic efforts. British Prime Minister David Cameron has offered France new assistance for its airstrikes against IS insurgents in Syria, saying he'll ask the British Parliament this week for approval to join the fight against the jihadists. He praised French efforts to combat the IS group during a visit Monday to Paris.
It is absolutely right to take decisive action to stop terrorists when they are threatening the lives of innocent citizens. The United Kingdom will do all in our power to support our friend and ally France to defeat this evil death cult.
He said French warplanes can use a British airbase in Cyprus to launch attacks on IS targets and is also offering air-to-air refueling services. President Vladimir Putin of Russia was in Tehran Monday for talks with Iranian leaders about the crisis in Syria. On his first trip to Iran in 8 years, Mr. Putin vowed to deepen Russian cooperation on a political solution to the Syrian civil war. Russia began launching attacks against what it called terrorist groups in Syria on September 30th. Mali is in the midst of 3 days of national mourning for the victims of Friday's attack on a luxury hotel in the capital Bamako that killed 19 people. 2 gunmen were killed, and Malian authorities are searching for at least 3 suspects they believe are connected to the attack. A representative from northern Mali's separatist groups said the assault on the hotel was an attempt to derail its fragile peace accord signed in June with the Bamako government. 2 West African militant groups, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, known as AQIM, and an affiliate, claim joint responsibility for that attack. Eurozone finance ministers have approved a $2.1 billion bailout for Greece after Athens passed the necessary economic reforms following debate last week. The formal approval came on Monday after Greece's parliament backed new austerity measures that include higher taxes on wine and road use, as well as more limited protection for distressed mortgage holders. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.